Phil Nussbaum here with Chrissy and Andres of Matra. Now, in the music business, a band usually promotes itself as an exponent of a specific style. But you say that isn't you. That's got to be a red flag for some venues, or do you just not care?
Well, I think as musicians, we're always trying to create new combinations and something new and interesting. We started out, as an ensemble of percussionists, and we kind of developed more into a band. We all have different roles, and the marimba and vibraphone carry a lot of the harmonic and melodic responsibilities, and then, the percussionists trade off rhythmic responsibilities, and we've got our bass player holding things down, and so I think that through that creativity, we kind of developed into a band.
We started off, like Chrissy talked about, just kind of on the instruments that we liked, just having fun playing arrangements and songs that we liked. But we did kind of reach that point where we did want to be more creative with what we were doing and do other stuff, including writing our own music. And when that started happening, and also just based on what we're influenced by and what we do like, we did kind of decide that we wanted to change it up a little bit, which was when we added the bass, when we thought, we like the idea, the sound of a more steady rhythm section, and adding the actual bass to hold down some of that harmonic stuff and just give it a little bit different groove felt really good.
Thinking about the development of Matra, the changes really came responding to what the players wanted to do.
The first couple of years as a band, we played a lot of transcriptions and we tried out a lot of different combinations. So everything from jazz standards to transcriptions of, more bluegrass-oriented tunes to percussion duos that we kind of filled out. I really think that playing all of those transcriptions and trying out so many different genres on these instruments contributed to the creativity of what we have on this album, which is, music written specifically for this combination of instruments.
Tell me something about Meter Hay.
So Meter Hay was a tune that I wrote, and I wrote it while I spent 2 months in India. And the name comes from every time I would get into a cab, I would have to say meter hay, which means, is there a meter, or are you using a meter? Because sometimes they wouldn't use a meter if they saw that you were a tourist, and they would try to charge you a little more. So I just kept asking meter hay every time I would hop into a taxi. And so that got kind of stuck in my head. And so as I was writing this tune in India, I did a lot of writing there for Matra. I would hear taxi horns all the time. It's kind of the sound that never, ever stops in that city. And so you can hear some taxi horn influence at the beginning of Meter Hay. But really, that's just about my time spent in India and some of the amazing experiences and just really kind of taking in the city.
We're speaking with Chrissy Bergmark and Andres Crovetti. You talk about Matra as a percussion ensemble that plays like a band. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, we, a lot of percussion ensembles, they tend to play maybe music that's written for a percussion ensemble, mainly that, everyone has their part, it's all written ahead of time, you're just kind of executing the music. But in our venture to be more creative and expressive and stuff, we ended up starting to realize that we all kind of have our own roles in the music. We were all kind of falling back into our own spots of, like, maybe the vibes taking the melody, the marimba does some harmonic accompaniment, drum set, and tabla kind of bounce around between who's keeping time, bass is playing the bass line. So we started realizing that we do tend to play more like a band where, you know, you might have a guitar player and a bass player and a keyboard player or whatever. So as we write and as we kind of approach tunes, we kind of started thinking about it in that way. And the fun thing that we can do with our instruments is we all have our roles, but we can also not do that role if we want to. We can take someone else's role, so we can be really flexible with it. And two, we also kind of all write our own parts. We all have some agency over what we're playing. You know, I'll give Chrissy a tabla part and say, you know better than me what to play on tabla, so if you want to change it, go ahead, you know, and she'll do the same and all over like that.
Andres and Chrissy of Matra are here. You say about Matra, it's a percussion ensemble that plays like a band, and that is a great way to put it. But what's your favorite means of promotion?
Well, I think that one of the benefits of our group is that we're pretty versatile. You know, we've played in concert halls. We've actually played in really tiny bars, which I wouldn't say is our ideal venue. And we've also played in smaller listening rooms.
Our core sound can kind of be adaptable to a lot of different styles. And I think in some ways, like our instrumentation does factor in so much to our sound because of the instruments that we're playing on. Even when, like, we can take tunes and they'll just sound kind of like our own because of what we're doing. We're not playing standard instruments, so it'll already have a completely different color and feel. So we can take our influences from a lot of different places. And two, I think there's so much influence in what we do that, like what you said, picking a genre is really hard, but we always make sure the word world is in there, because like world percussion and world music, I think, keeps your mind open to like, okay, this could be a lot of different things. So I think if you were to look for our CD in a CD store, you might start in the world section and then see kind of where you go from there.
Matra, 5 pieces, complete and completely different. Reach Matra at matrapercussion.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.